Sometimes memories can be inaccurate, especially if you've been reading Facebook. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Kimberly Fenn, assistant professor of psychology at Michigan State University, shows how social media helps corrode our recollections.
Psychologists have long known that memory is imperfect and prone to distortion. Specifically, memory can be altered due to information that is acquired after the original memory. For example, if you think back to a salient memory in your life, perhaps your high school graduation, your memory feels very real, almost like a video playing in your head. However, it is highly likely that your memory is composed not only of things that you actually experienced, but also of other experiences that were later integrated with the original memory, possibly discussions with family and friends or pictures or videos of the event. Given that memory is prone to this form of reconstruction, we were interested in how emerging technology might affect memory. Individuals now obtain a vast amount of information through the internet and social media. Although some information on the internet is verified, much of it is not. Individuals are permitted to freely post information without verification, particularly on social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter. Therefore, we were concerned that social media might be having a pervasive negative effect on true memory. We designed an experiment to test the extent to which false information on social media would be integrated into memory. We had participants view a simulated event and then gave them information that conflicted with the event. Some of our participants saw this false information in a Twitter feed, and others saw it in a feed not associated with social media. Importantly, all participants were told that the information was written by previous participants. This allowed us to test the effect of the medium of presentation, not the source of the information. When false information was presented in Twitter, participants were less likely to integrate it into memory. Their memory of the event remained more accurate than those in the other condition. They also reported trusting the information less if it was presented in the Twitter feed. This suggests that people approach information on Twitter with a healthy skepticism that may reduce the likelihood of false memories from social media.
That was Kimberly Fenn of Michigan State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I've been away for ages, but I got everything I need. I'm flicking through the pages. I've written in my mind.